Okay, so how do we place virtual private networks? Well, if we go back to our secured network, we now have a network that has an intrusion detection system, it has a proxy server, it has a NAT, it has a firewall, and then we have a special demilitarized zone that is called DMZ. So now we create this virtual private network between the remote user who tries to access our secured network through the internet. And so this is a thick line that you see here. We secure it from the remote user to the server by using the virtual private network.